ஓம் ப்ரபன்ன பாரிஜாதாய தோத்ரவேத்ரைகபாணயே ஞானமுத்ராய கிருஷ்ணாய கீதாமிருததுஹே நமஹ. ஏத்வக்ஷரமநிர்தேஷ்யம் அவ்யக்தம் பரியுபாசதே சர்வத்ர கமசிந்த்யஞ்ச கூடஸ்தமசலம் த்ருவம் சந்நியம்யேந்திரிய க்ராமம் சர்வத்ர சமபுத்தயஹ தே ப்ராப்னுவந்தி மாமேவ சர்வபூத ஹிதேரதாஹ. ஆஃப்டர் வெரி லாங் டைம் ஐ ஆம் ரிவைவிங் அவர் வாட்ஸ்அப் கிளாஸ் டுடே ஆன் திஸ் ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ் டே, விஜயதசமி டே. மை ப்ரேயர்ஃபுல் பிளெஸ்ஸிங்ஸ் டு ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ. நவ் வீல் சீ தி மீனிங் ஆஃப் these two shlokas. In the beginning of this chapter, Arjuna asks Bhagavan Shri Krishna, among the akshara upasakas and the visvarupa upasakas, among those who know the higher truth in spiritual life, who is superior? Bhagavan replied, among the dvaita bhaktas, those who consider themselves as different from Bhagavan, the Vishwarupa Upasaka is superior. Then, what is the nature of the Akshara Upasaka? So, Bhagavan sounds very diplomatic. For both are necessary. It depends upon one's level of maturity to understand who is superior. But, actually, what gives moksha is akshara upasana, avyakta upasana. We should have in mind the question, echaapyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yogavittamah. So, to that Bhagavan first answers, saying, among them the Vishwarupa upasaka is better. But, only the one who performs the nirguna upasana, or the Akshara Upasana, which is in the form of Shravana, Manana and Nididhyasana, attains Moksha. We need to understand that Nirguna Upasana is the study of Vedanta under a competent Guru, and understanding the principles, clarifying the doubts and meditating upon the teachings to strengthen one's knowledge. There is no separate worship of the formless. In reality, we are also formless. How can the formless worship the formless? Formless is only one. Just as mauna or silence is only one and not many, so also is the formless only one and cannot be many. The nature of Atma is also Arupa, meaning formless. Similarly, the nature of Bhagavan is also Arupa. There cannot be two formless. Therefore, Atma and Bhagavan are one. Advaita Siddhanta teaches us in depth that the formless Atma and the formless Bhagavan are one and the same. What does Bhagavan say in the shloka? We should take tu first. Tu means but. Ye, those. Aksharam means naksharam, indestructible. Anirdeshyam, it cannot be explained or described by words. Nirdeshyam means that which can be described by words. Saint Manikavachakara has sung in the Thiruvachakam that one cannot paint a picture of Bhagavan as having a particular color or a particular form. Sri Bharatiyar also sings that Bhagavan has no qualities or attributes. When they say such things, we should understand certain things from these, and that would help us understand Bhagavan. So, when we listen and learn, methodically and systematically from the people who are always contemplating upon these thoughts, we understand these things. The aim of the Shastras is to make us understand that which is beyond words in a specific manner of presentation or the usage of the words. The next is avyaktam. It is not visible to the eyes or to the mind. Vyaktam means that which is visible. Avyaktam means that which is not visible. What cannot be objectified or perceived by the senses of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, or feeling through the sense organs. Saint Manikyavachaka Swami says, he is also beyond thoughts. He cannot be perceived by thoughts. But everything works only with this as the base. This cannot be denied. Avyaktam means sarva pramana agocharam. It is not a matter pertaining to any sense organ. By using such a language, the Shastra kindles our thought. By such a thought process, it teaches the truth. If we deeply contemplate upon the meaning of this, with absolute Shraddha and total faith, we will surely understand the truth in it. There is no doubt about that. By praying to Bhagavan and through His grace, we will surely understand the nature of Bhagavan. Along with the prayers, we should also study all these. Either one of them will not do. When both come together, we can understand the truth. Pariyupasate means one who meditates upon this always. That is, one who meditates upon the pure consciousness, which is beyond words and is beyond the perception by our mind, which is spoken of in the Vedas, in the Upanishads. The next is sarvatragam, means all pervading, that which is present everywhere. All this is about the paramartha tattva, the pure consciousness, which Arjuna asked for by saying akshara and avyakta. By these words, Bhagavan implies that pure consciousness which is beyond the forms. Let us pray to Bhagavan for us to continue our study of this in the next session. Yetvaksharam nirdeshyam avyaktam pariyupasate sarvatra gama chintyancha kutascham chalam dhruvam sanniyamyendriya gramam sarvatra samabuddhayah te prapnuvanti mameva sarvabhuta hiteratah. My prayerful blessings and best wishes to all of you. Hari Om.
You heard Vedavani, a Bhagavad Gita exposition in the divine voice of Teni, Vedapuri, Pujya Shri Omkarananda Mahaswamihal. We welcome you to share it with your like-minded friends and relatives who can subscribe to this broadcast with their name and city to 9173977167999. Namaste.